Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the retired Lynn Carroll. How are you doing today, Lynn?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Yeah, I wanted you to stop by because the Marshalltown Federation of Women's Club, which is more commonly known as the Binford House, in collaboration with the Marshalltown Chamber of Commerce and the Historical Society of Marshall County, they have selected you as the recipient of the second annual Jesse Binford Advocate for Youth Award. So congratulations.
Wow. Lynn. Thank you. That is something that I was just flabbergasted by. So I was very surprised by that.
Yeah. So the second annual award here. So what does it kind of to you mean looking it back at Jesse Binford? Your name's now kind of tied with her with the Advocate for Youth Award. What does that mean to you?
That we've both have worked on behalf of the benefit of kids and helping make the world a better place for them. And I guess that's the simplistic part of it that I could see.
So as the executive director of Heart of Iowa, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, obviously working with bigs and littles, so right there with youth, what would you say to people? Why is it important to work with youth, and what does it mean to give back to them?
Well, I think we all understand how important it is when somebody sees us when we're growing up. And I think that's the key important part, is that we pay attention to kids. We recognize who they are. And for every child needs somebody in their corner. You know, it's great if it's parents and coaches, but that doesn't always naturally happen for kids. So the rest of us need to step up and take note of who they are and encourage. And Big Brothers, Big Sisters is one avenue that's fabulous for helping put mentors in the lives of those kids who may have that extra need for someone in their corner.
I think one really cool thing, Lynn, watching you work with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, you were pretty hands-on in all across the board, whether it was working sometimes with the youth, spending time with them at different events. They knew who you were, which just shows how involved you were with it, but also coaching up those bigs and making sure that they felt supported along the way as well. What part of your job did you kind of enjoy the most? You know, after you've had a couple months off here looking back, what was it, working with the kids, or was it kind of working with those maybe older youth, with the high school age kids, or the adult mentors?
Golly, some of my job actually was even at the computer, writing those grants, brainstorming ideas for what it is that might fit the needs of what we have for our kids. And I always enjoyed that part, because that was a collaborative effort, usually among staff. It's like, okay, so where are some of the holes that we're seeing, and how can we fill those, and which grant is a good one for us to use? But I do always like and appreciate the hands-on or the one-to-one time with kids. I especially love to watch our high school kids. When you say, hey, have you ever thought about becoming a big? Because our high school kids can be at the age of 16 on. And the benefits for them, and hearing them do some reflection back as to, wow, I learned a lot about myself. And I also learned that maybe not everybody grows up like I did, which sometimes is a very wide-eye kind of experience for a lot of our high school kids who have really not had struggles, or have had all kinds of other people that have been in their corner in their lifetime. So that has been, that's just great fun. I especially like the high school kids, but I, you know, been known to pick up kids to bring them to events when we've needed to. So all good stuff.
Yeah, so in just your short time here retired, are you looking at anything to do to give back with youth? It seems like, you know, giving back, whether it was with your church, through Big Brothers, Big Sisters, through the activities that your kids did, you were probably giving back all over the place. Are you still doing that in retirement?
I'm still doing some of that. I've kind of taken a step back to just kind of look at where do I feel like I need to put my energy and my efforts and my gifts. And I haven't quite come to that point, because I've been spending more time at home. My husband has some health issues, and so we've been kind of focusing on that.
So, Lynn, when you think about community giving back, what would you say kind of motivates you to step up in the community?
motivates me? Golly, I would say things that are not being done, or there's a hole that needs to be filled somehow. I appreciate people who like to come forward and to help fill that. I don't mind doing that. I love to also be an idea person for how can we solve a situation? How can we fix something? What can we do in order to make something better? And I appreciate working in committee kind of things like that on that brainstorming part. But I also would say I'm not necessarily fond of being the board member, but more of the doer that might report to that board, because that hands-on is where I find my energy and where I like to insert where my passions are of helping people, in inspiring kids, in giving guidance in those kinds of ways.
So, Lynn, you know, taking that idea of every youth, you know, needs to be seen and giving back, why would you encourage people, you know, to help that next generation and maybe give back to a youth organization?
I feel like our kids often resort to screen time. I remember when my kids were little, I saying to my husband, you know, I feel like we have to teach our kids how to be conversationalists, you know, some of those basic conversation skills. And so we did. We made a point to do that at home at the dinner table, that we're talking with each other and we're spending time like that. But I think screen time has begun to take over so much of our interaction time with people. And our kids are not learning some of those things about how to have how to call someone on the phone. They're uncomfortable with that. And it's not a natural thing. But to sit at a table and put things down and just talk to people is so important. And how much that will carry through who they are and what they do in their adult world. Because, boy, if we can't figure out how to communicate with each other face to face, then we're going to be struggling a lot by ourselves. And this is an overall health for our whole world ahead of us. You know, years ahead, we're still going to be struggling with how to communicate if we don't figure it out and teach kids how to do that when they're young.
So, Lynn, you kind of mentioned earlier, your favorite part was really kind of behind the scenes, and volunteering for a youth organization can really look different for anybody, as you can have that face-to-face and maybe be a coach, or you can be behind the scenes, that team parent that's, you know, planning maybe those road trips or those team dinners and things like that. Thinking about that, volunteering really can be anything, and people shouldn't be afraid. You know, stepping up for a youth organization may not be that face-to-face. It can be those behind-the-scenes things.
Oh, very much so. It could be as simple as if you're automatically going to go to a game and you know a kid in your neighborhood that, or a family friend of some sort that might also have the same interest, invite him to go along with you. It starts as simple as just reach out and get to know. I don't know. I tend to be the person that when there's kids, even at church, you know, hey, give them that fist bump when you walk by. They're seen. They know that you know they're there. And it's as simple as that. You don't have to become what my daughters will say, don't be creepy, you know, but still be that person that recognizes them, that they're there. And that's important.
So, Lynn, you are the recipient of the second annual Jesse Binford Advocate for Youth Award. This award will be given annually to the Marshall County resident or to someone who works in or serves Marshall County who has demonstrated a commitment to and effectiveness in advocating for children, regardless of their socioeconomic status and cultural background.
Amazing. It was never a goal. It's just who I am. You know, that reaching out and helping kids, whether it's my years before I came back to Marshalltown, I was in youth ministry and campus ministry, working with kids to find their voice, to be leaders, those kinds of things. And then having my own children, working with children's choir at church, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, with mentoring. Also working with Last Watch and human trafficking awareness, all those kinds of things are just naturally things that I normally would do. So it's not like I did anything out of the ordinary for who I am.
So Lynn, with this award, you'll get a $500 donation to an organization of your choice. I think we need a drum roll for this one, right?
I would say Heart of Iowa, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. The good that $500 can do would be provide for an activity or some kind of need for a family. And that's the place I would like it to be.
All right. And so there'll be a dinner coming up on Tuesday, January 20th for you, where you will receive that award again. Lynn, congratulations. I think this is very much well deserved. So thank you.
Thank you. Hey, I appreciate that.